This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we begin message 9 out of the series in Jeremiah, a message from Jeremiah 17, 1 through 8, called Children Remember. It's about an unpleasant subject of children actually remembering the idolatry of their parents. What would your children remember about you? This message was given on Father's Day, so it was very appropriate. Let's begin with part 1 today.
Since it is Father's Day, I want to share this with you, and I just threw this in, not knowing that it would be one of the most requested things I would use this morning, which tells me the Lord prompts you sometimes to use things in a message. It's from Ken Canfield, the author of 7 Habits of Effective Fathers. He writes this about your children. It's no accident that we have the children we have. Listen to that again. It's no accident that we have the children we have. The Bible says children are a gift or a heritage from the Lord, Psalm 127:3. In His sovereignty, that means that our particular children, though we give them a name, they belong to Him. They're gifts from the Lord. He did not give us the wrong children, nor did He give them to the wrong parents. That means that you are the only person whom He intends to father your children. Other men may stepfather your children. The schools may nurture your children. Your wife may mother your children. The government may foster your children. But only you can father your children. Only you can father your children. Somebody came here today just to hear that. You didn't know it, but that's the truth. You came here to hear that today. Are you able to discern sometimes what people are thinking by looking at them? Sure you are. You're married to somebody long enough and you say, okay, what's the deal? I know something's bothering you. What's up? I can tell just by the countenance on your face. You can read your children, you can, friends, you can tell. But sometimes I think we can tell even a stranger has something to say. Annie and I were in Chicago, St. Charles, Illinois to be exact, for a wedding. And I went down early to the typical breakfast with the artificial cinnamon roll and the, you know what they give you at those breakfast things and the plastic spoon and the fork. And I'm just sitting there reading the paper, minding my own business and by myself. And a grandmother with an 8 or 9 year old girl sat down next to me at the table next to me. And I could tell immediately, for whatever reason, that this 8 year old girl had something she wanted to say. She just kept looking like she was just ready to explode something, but she didn't say a word. Her grandmother got up to go to the desk to take care of some business, and she blurted it out. My cousin's in the Miss Illinois beauty pageant, and I'm her princess. And I said, well, thank you for sharing that, whatever that means. But she wanted to tell me. She wanted to tell somebody. Today we're going to read in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah, where Jeremiah describes God's people as being so full of sin in their disobedience to the Lord, so full of sin in terms of their idolatry, that the sin was written all over them. And he uses this expression, the sin was engraved like a stone on the tablets of their hearts. And it was evident that God's people were unfaithful to the Lord. And it's a message that speaks to fathers today and mothers because it's called Children Remember, because even Jeremiah says the children notice the idolatry of their parents. What a statement. The children notice the idolatry of their parents.
Well, I have a question for you. What do your children notice about you spiritually? I'm not talking about your looks, your talents, your abilities, your job. What do they notice about you spiritually? We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.